want to theme this talk tonight and tomorrow night on sacred embodiments. That we are sacred embodiments. I want to hear and receive whatever can be given around that to our physical form, our earthly form, this humanness, our inner form, our sensing, energetic, our heart. Just hear whatever can be given to us, what feels right for this weekend, for this day. So as you know, I come unprepared, stepping off into this listening and receiving place. And now I'm going into the words guidance is giving me. You arise from the original thought, the original idea in the Creator. You are that perfect thought manifested, evolving. You are so much more than you know, and your journey is so vast towards that knowing. You're embodied at this time in a very physical, material frequency, in a body that holds a dim light of consciousness that circulates the life force for a time. And this body conditions your awareness, its very temporary nature sets a course in your own understanding, the sense of beginning an end is also close. The beginning was just yesterday. The end is just tomorrow. And so at this present time in your physical bodies, there is a great limitation imposed continually by being infused at that frequency, in this level of the material body. That limitation is not final, nor is it a sentence or even necessary. For within this beautiful articulate body is held the full capacity for a knowledge that transcends this limitness, these limits. Your body holds perfection in its own realm, and that perfection is partly defined that this nervous system, this brain, this very body you wear, holds the capacity for absolute consciousness. You are shaped from the original idea of the Creator. You are shaped to walk in this universe, in this planet, in this physicality, and become awake to the very truest eternal nature in your being. Come awake and become free of all limitations. That is what is built into this sacred embodiment. Your bodies are a treasure. This earth, this plane, is a treasured jewel. This body, in its beautiful, magnificent capacity, is a jewel. And this whole phase of the evolution is precious and necessary. The only bondage here, the only suffering, is to walk it with no inquisitiveness, no learning, no opening to the true nature that you are. The only suffering and the only bondage is the refusal, denial, to truly know who it is that walks here, who it is within your being that's breathing and seeing and hearing and smelling and tasting and using all the senses of knowledge, all the senses are for knowledge. Your body is fluid, malleable. It is shaped by the indweller. It is shaped by that true nature, that soul, the true self. It is shaped upon conception. Is shaped throughout every day of the life. It is simply a mirror, an outcome. It is a servant, the body, a servant to the soul. Your bodies, your embodiments, in their pulse, in their dance, in their very living nature. They are your interface, your visible interface with time, with evolution, with growing and becoming. To treasure your body, to honor it, to nurture it and care for it, is not just about how you feed it. It is how you exist within it. If you exist in an alignment, if you exist in peace, and you exist in inner truth, this ignites the cells in your body to operate at their full capacity. And when one does not exist and live within this body with such consciousness, if they live within this body with bitterness, darkness, ignorance, if they live in such unconsciousness. There is a very minimal firing of that cellular activity. The body works according to the state of the being indwelling. Your body's peace and well-being flows from you. You that will not remain in this body. You that preceded this body. So in this focus upon physical and on the body, understand that the highest action towards the well-being of your form is to be at peace in your very sense of self. To be recognizing of the beauty of life. To celebrate the beauty of life in every being that you see. To hold to all the values that have been given by the masters. To not judge. To not blame. To not rob, and on and on. To live in that highest set of values within your being, to see the equality in everyone, to see the soul shining there, breathing there in everyone. To live with your heart as sovereign in your nature. And now we speak to the heart, that which is sovereign within your being. Your heart transcends this body. It transcends this life. And when your body lets go of its breath and lets go of its life, your heart exists. Your heart is indestructible. Death cannot touch it. It is the self. It is the self that is continuous, a unique individuation of spirit that is evolving continually, being drawn to that great magnet of the source of its own existence. Your heart longs for love. It is built to love. Love is the magnet that draws all beings forward, creates the movement in the cosmos. Love is the yearning for peace, for unity, for well-being, translated into the lower frequencies as wealth. Translated into the lower frequencies as plenty, as safety. But the heart is beyond all that. Wealth to the heart is joy, is being united with all beings, and in the most awakened, developed state, being united with Source, an awakened heart, an awakened being that knows itself fully, but as you live through your human heart with its feelings, its pains, its agonies, its griefs, and its loves. Know what your heart is capable of. Bhakti, devotion. All those griefs and those sufferings, all that dissolve in a warm blaze of power that the heart can generate. Know yourself. You are a sacred embodiment. You are a human, designed from that original thought to be a knower of itself, a knower of who it is, to walk with that knowing, with the limbs, the fingers that can play music, the hands that can create cathedrals, gardens. You are the knower that can manifest and create, can change things, can change suffering to peace, change darkness to light. You are shadow of the Creator. You are part of and made of the Creator, the unnameable, indescribable source of your being. Your heart is the meeting place, the fusion place. Your heart is the fusion place for the light to ignite and fill your whole being. Be a naked heart. Be a boundaryless love. Be unafraid to be human in its highest potential. As you yearn for love, know that love will be yours. Know that your heart will not stop yearning. It is the motor of your evolving being, the compass. As you yearn for love, know that all around you are too. Whether they allow themselves to know that or not. So give and give and give. And as you give, you build the potency of your very soul. You build the fiber, the field, the development of your very soul. And as you give love, you draw love to you. For love is just a breathing, a back and forth. It is the very living nature. The human is the knower of that living nature, whereas the plant is not. The animal, a nudge, but not fully so. Celebrate being human. Know who you are. The sacred embodiment of love.